27 email marketing mistakes. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz. Hey, hey. All right, so before I start the episode or go over the content that I want to go over, I just want to give a shout out to my friend James Bullis of Venton Web Solutions, who left me a message on my previous episode, and I'm going to include it here for your listening.
Hey, Nabil, James Bullis here from MVP Radio Show. Just dropping in to say I really like this concept that it's a realization that your personal brand is really just the authentic you, and you really just need to be a person before you're a personal brand. Because a lot of people, when they think about creating a personal brand, they get like too technical with it, and they really start losing their authenticity. And I think people want more authenticity, and so I like the idea of, you just need to be a person first. So thanks for sharing.
And I also want to give a shout out to my man, Dario Alexander from New York. He's got an Anchor station. If you go to anchor.fm/Dario-Alexander, the channel is called #TheConnector. Check him out on Anchor if you're interested. All right. And I'll leave his message as well.
Nabil, it was a pleasure to meet you. Checking out your channel, I just gave it a favorite, and I'll be following you and looking forward to devouring your content. Much love from New York. I see that you're in Dubai, most expensive copywriter in Dubai. Must be nice. I look forward to learning from your channel, and stay in touch. Send me a message whenever you like, and looking forward to network with like-minded people on here. Take care.
All right, let's get into the content. So if you're serious about growing your email list and marketing to them, here are some mistakes you should avoid. And I'm just going to go through them in bullet point form. It'll get quite long if I try to explain every one. But just know that these are mistakes that I try to avoid as much as possible in my business when I'm trying to grow my email list and sell to them, okay? So number one, saying email marketing is dead. Number two, wasting opportunities to link to your landing pages and opt-in forms from your social media accounts. Number three, posting frequently on social media, but rarely directly asking people to subscribe to your list. Number four, asking people to subscribe to your list without offering something of value in return, i.e. bonus content. Number five, offering an ebook as a bonus content if you actually want the information to be consumed. Number six, setting up complex automations for a tiny mailing list or obsessing about funnels and segmentation. Number seven, never segmenting your list. Now, this might seem like a contradiction from the previous one, but it isn't actually, because especially when you're just starting out, email marketing is very easy to set up a basic segmentation. Number eight, rarely mailing your list. And by that, I mean less than once a week. Ideally, you should be emailing every day. Number nine, giving your readers too few opportunities to opt in when they come to your website. Number 10, not using a double opt-in, i.e. making them confirm their subscription. Number 11, asking readers to do anything else on your website other than subscribe to your email list. And I'm aware there's some debate around this. Number 12, distracting readers by asking them to share posts and follow you on social media. If it's worth sharing, they'll share it manually. Number 13, using accelerated mobile pages on your website. You get a much faster mobile experience, but you sacrifice a lot of conversion. Number 14, only having one content offer. Number 15, having too many content offers. Number 16, not resending your email to people who didn't open it the first time. Number 17, not pruning your list of unengaged subscribers every few months. Number 18, listening to people who say no one reads long emails. Number 19, only using email as a broadcast or distribution channel like social media. Number 20, making them come back to your website to read a blog post when you can just put the whole blog post in your email. Number 21, not learning how to write emails that persuade the reader to click through. Number 22, buying a complex email software like Infusionsoft when you're not ready for it. Number 23, signing up for MailChimp just because it's free. Full disclosure, I have a free MailChimp account and I still use it, but it's just there for you to sort of wet your toes in email marketing. It really isn't the best solution out there. I personally recommend ConvertKit. Number 24, writing weak copy on your landing pages and opt-in forms. Number 25, not understanding email is the handwritten letter of our time. Number 26, ignoring people who write you while you're still a nobody and perfectly able to reply. Number 27, never selling anything to your list. Now, if you found this podcast useful and you're in the market for products to help your email marketing, I'm a big fan of ConvertKit and Sumo. ConvertKit is an email service provider that can create landing pages and do marketing automation. Sumo provides a bunch of tools to grow your website traffic and convert more readers to subscribers, and I use both on my websites. They're very affordable and excellent value for money for the boatload of features that you get. Between the two, you have absolutely everything you need to email market like a pro for a long time until your business is huge. That's all for today's episode. If you enjoyed it and would like to hear more content, please subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave me an honest rating or review, because that helps other people see the podcast and benefit from the content.